unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Reliable God. Reliable God. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Praise the Lord. Our topic is fail faith. Praise the Lord. When there is a failure in a regard today, does not mean and does not account for the same tomorrow. And that you are a achiever today, if you don't maintain the tempo, your success story may become an history. The same is faith. Faith can fail. Because faith is a template initiated by man that wants to reach God. I take it again. Faith can fail. Because faith is a template initiated by man that wants to reach God. God does not require faith to reach man. You are the one that you need faith to walk with God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16 take care of that. So have it in mind that faith is man's responsibility, and when man neglects this responsibility, the faith level will drop. And if it continue in that template, faith will fail. The beauty about faith is that even when it failed, you can start building it again. As far the template of building it up again is available. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing. If your faith has failed, it has failed you, what you need to do to rebuild it again is Romans chapter 10 verse 17. I'm paraphrasing, and the Bible does understand that when a man fails in the days of his adversity, if I'm not mistaken, it means that his strength is small. It means that his faith is little. So if your faith has fallen, has failed, there are many wars that you cannot win. Even the Bible does understand that the just shall live by faith. And living requires fighting. Requires demonstrating part time in life, be it in the flesh, in the spirit. The just shall live by faith. So if the just faith has failed, do you now see that it's difficult for the just to live? The primary way to have faith is by hearing words. And to be in line and walk with God, it must be the hearing of the word of God. Check Romans chapter 10 verse 17. When you can have faith and your faith may not be in God per time, through your hearing, only things you hear, you are disposed to is positivity at all time, courage at all time. Such person has been disposed to some level of faith in life, in himself, that nothing becomes impossible for him to achieve. And this will work for him. This he will enjoy. Because due to what he has been hearing, even though that is not the word of God, they are just words of men. They are the good vibes types of word. This will build something in that man's life, a particular faith that he can head on to achieve much in life. But the day prince of this world come visiting such a man, he will remember the big part of Romans 10 verse 17, which is hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. A part, B part, hearing the word of God. So, brothers and sisters, from the biblical point of view, faith can fail. It is your responsibility to whatever happens to your faith. It is your responsibility to make sure that your faith does not fail. It is your responsibility to make sure that your faith is intact. Praise the Lord. Faith can fail. So that is why you have to guide what you hear, what you see, what you are disposed to per time. Luke chapter 22 verse 32. Jesus said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Faith can fail. So let's check couple of reasons why faith of men fail. Reasons for faith failure. Praise the Lord. Without wasting our time, let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 14. Praise the Lord. Let's check verse 38. Okay, let's take it from verse 27. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27 to 30. But straight away Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto thee on the river. And Jesus said, come. Maybe Peter asked that if Jesus was telling them, don't be afraid, I am. What confirmation do you need than this? But Peter went forward to say, Master, if it be you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, okay, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the river to go to Jesus. Verse 30, where we are going. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. So, what made his faith to fail here? Praise the Lord. It was faith that made him to say, Master, if it be you, tell me to come and I will come. My master said, come. So the faith in him started walking and then started going. But verse 30, but when he saw, that was the problem. That was the problem. When he saw, don't forget, it was Jesus Christ that he saw, that he translated with, let me come. Jesus said, come. Instead of him to continually look at Jesus at the other end, while he walked through the person that said he should come, he saw another thing. Praise the Lord. So Peter saw the wind. He lost focus on God. He lost focus on Jesus. You are currently simultaneously looking at Jesus and challenges. And paraventure challenges more. You gazed at. You look at. Your faith will fail. Praise the Lord. It is not magic. There's no partial there. There's no favorism there. It is simple. Do you think if Peter had continued looking at Jesus while he was walking on the water, do you think his faith would fail? But he saw another thing. So this is one of the reasons that make people faith to fail. If you want your faith to keep on standing, remain till Jesus come, you must continually look at God. Don't forget, Bible made us understand that faith cometh hearing the word of God. So even though you hear, you must let your eye be on God, the God of the world that brought faith, must be your focus. Let's check another reason why faith of men fail. I believe I'm not wasting your time. It's part of what we read during the course of the teaching. Romans 10 verse 17 has established the fact that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. The only primary source of faith is by hearing the word of God. The word of God is the power. The word of God carries the power, carries the spirit. The moment you stop hearing the word of God that brought that faith, what else do you want? What else do you expect? What else is expected? Your faith will fail. Are you lost? The moment you stop hearing the word of God that brought, that lifted, that nurtured, that growed your faith. The moment you stop hearing the word of God, your faith will fail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 made us understand that we should guide our hearts with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Because what? You have to do so. You have to guard your heart. Because what? What you hear, sink down into your heart. And from it are issues of life. It's a mystery. It's a door. Is a gate, is a way. That is why Proverbs 4:23 is telling us to guide with all diligence. Also guide what you see. Remember, the people of Israel, or majority of those that went to spy the promised land they were about to enter, except for Caleb and Joshua, all of them saw giants in the land. Caleb and Joshua saw a different thing. Not that they did not saw giants. They saw giants, but they saw another thing that can eradicate the giant. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4:23 is still advising, guard your heart. So, despite the miracles and the wonders that God had done in the midst of his people, they refused to guard their hearts. They refused to see right. Now, I mean, just understand that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, what is available for the majority of the people that went to go and spy is fear and unbelief. So, they have no choice. From the abundance of the heart, they spoke it out. Moses, we saw giants. And that is unbelief. You cannot activate what you don't believe. You cannot walk into what you don't believe. Caleb Joshua saw differently. And what made them to saw differently? It is the faith over time that if seeing God performed build up their faith, and their faith saw differently. Praise the Lord. As I round up, Peter's faith failed in Matthew chapter 14, verse 27 to 30. But a higher authority, which is faith himself, our Savior Jesus Christ, prayed for him. Prayed for him. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. Praise the Lord. A higher authority prayed for him. If not, Peter's faith will have failed. So, for your faith to still be intact and continue growing, to move mountain, to wake up the dead, to open blind eyes, always connect and commune with the higher authority, which is the Word of God. There is no abuse in the process of hearing the Word of God. A song sang, "Feed me till I want no more." Praise the Lord. John the Baptist's father, his faith failed. Don't forget that he was a priest in the house of God. Now, don't you think they will be? He and his wife will have been discussing about their barrenness and thinking and praying for God to do something. And when God finally came to do something, did the faith of the priest carried it? Zechariah, precisely, the father of John the Baptist. When the angel came, when God answered their prayer, if his faith didn't undo the action. Luke chapter 1, verse 20, the account. That was why God had to shut his mouth. His faith has failed already. So if he was left to continue to speak, he will speak at the will of his Son. Don't forget, Jesus Christ said, "This word I speak, they are spirit." Don't forget to the book of Proverbs, if I'm not mistaken, that in our tongue lies life and death. So his faith failed. And he was a priest, who knows what happened. Another people that their faith failed was Ananias and Sapphira. Both of them had a faith failure. Remember, if you read the account well, nobody compared them to pledge. They did their pledge through faith. But when they went outside and saw and heard differently from the God that lifted their spirit, that lifted their faith to pledge to the work of God, their faith failed. Praise the Lord. You are in the church. You told your pastor there's a project to be done. You told your pastor, "I have a piece of land. Let me go and sell it. We will come back and bring the money, you and your wife." And you went, you sold it. You now came back and brought pieces of money out of the old money that you sold the land. You were not compared initially. It was a faith that made you to do so. So you went out. What happened? You have heard, you have saw differently, which made their face to fail, which made them to take that decision. And we knew what happened to them. I will end this way, that God is not responsible for anybody's faith failure. I am ending this way by the Spirit of God. God is telling you that He is not responsible for anybody's faith failure. You know the culprit. You know the culprit. So channel your energy right to the one. Don't forget, when the Bible made us understand that Jesus Christ said to Peter that I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, what did He say first? That Satan desire to shift you as wheat. So who wants your faith to fail? It's the devil, because he never wanted you to be with God. And he know for you to be with God, to continue with God, is faith that you require. So now for you, for him to make sure that you are not in line with God, he has to deal with your faith, to break your faith. So now you know that the devil is only responsible for people's faith failure. Directly or indirectly, you know what to do. James chapter 4 verse 17. That is what you will do in the process whereby you are keeping your faith, that you don't have a break, you don't have a faith failure. Hallelujah. James chapter 4 verse 7. That's one of the things you will do to deal with the one that wants your faith to fail. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That is what he will do. Don't forget, Jesus Christ told Peter, the devil desire to shift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. Pray for yourself. If you don't want your faith to fail, submit yourself earlier to God. It is then that you will receive strength and power and strength to resist the devil. And because of the strength and power you got in resisting the devil is from your submission to God, he will have no choice to flee from you. Because what? He that is in you, during the process whereby you submit to God, is greater than he that later came that you resisted. He have no choice than to flee from you. The second one is 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 14. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sorry, it was a mistake. So James chapter 4 verse 7 remains the antidote in dealing with the one that wants your faith to fail. I believe you've heard the voice of God this season, and I believe your spirit has aligned with the word of God. I'm ending with this once again. If you are not careful, your faith can fail. The devil want your faith to fail, but God is there to help you to make sure that your faith faileth not. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.